Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf tzadi aleph. We left off in daf tzadi. I'm in base four lines from the end of the page. Sha'ala Cleopatra at the end of the line. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, Alina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. Also, Lili Nishmas Eliezer Noach ben Yecheska Leon Kasavsky, on his first yard site, he was Zocha to a long and productive life, Nifter at age 102, a scholar, that's going to be a Dafyomi coincidence, by the way, a scholar, a lamdan, and a Baal Chesed, a husband, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and great-great-grandfather. May his neshama have an aliyah dedicated by his children, Sam and Maxine Kosofsky, Michael and Ziva Kosofsky, and Judy and David Natan. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship of neshama have an aliyah. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. Most of the daf is still going to be about Tchiyas HaMesim, that we said that if a person doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, so he's Eino Chelik Lo Mabas. So we're in the middle of the discussion. If a person doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim in a Torah, he's Eino Chelik Lo Mabas. So we're in the middle of the discussion of where is Tchiyas HaMesim min a Torah. So Gemara is going to discuss a number of challenges that were issued to Chachamim relating to Tchiyas HaMesim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us about different debates that Gavia ben Pasisa happened to have won against Rishayim. The Gemara is going to have four different debates that this one person, Gavia ben Pasisa, had against Rishayim, and that's really the majority of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to tell us about different conversations between Antoninus and Rebbe. Four different conversations that Antoninus and Rebbe had with one another. Some of the things that Rebbe actually learned from Antoninus. And then the Gemara is going to tell four different stiros in Psukim about what's going to be La'asid Lavo. And the Gemara is going to resolve those four different stiros. And then the Gemara is going to have four more proofs to Tchiyas HaMesim min HaTorah at the end of the daf. So a bunch of sets of four that we have over here. First, we have a set of four debates between Gavia ben Pasisa and the Rishayim, a set of four conversations between Antoninus and Rebbe, a set of four stiros about La'asid Lavo, and a set of four more rayas for Tchiyas HaMesim min HaTorah. So four sets of four. So let's begin first. Shalom Cleopatra Malkasa es Rabbi Meir. Cleopatra Malkasa es Rabbi Meir the following. Amri Yadana Dechai Shechvi. She says, I'm taking it for granted that there will be Tchiyas HaMesim Dechsev, because after all, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ve'yitzitu Me'ir Ke'isev Ha'aretz, that the Bnei Yisrael are going to sprout forth from the holy city of Yerushalayim like grass that sprouts out of the ground. Elok Shein Omdin Omdin Arumin O B'Lvushein Omdin. I want to know about details, though. When they get up, are they going to get up clothed, or are they going to be naked? So Amar La, so Rabbi Meir said back to her, Kal v'chomer michita, you should be able to derive a Kal v'chomer from wheat, umachi, tashenik para aruma. Wheat, which is put into the ground, it is planted in the ground without any shell on it. It's just a seed, yotze become a levushin, and yet it comes out with all these levushin around until you can get down to the kernel. So tzadikim shenik baram b'levushin, alachs kam v'kama, tzadikim were buried with levushin, they're buried with a kittel, a talis, they're buried with garments, so all the more so they're going to come out wearing begadim. Amrle Kesar Ram Gamliel, the Kesar challenged Ram Gamliel, Amrisu Dishikhai, he doesn't take for granted. He says, you guys say that there's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim Lasu Lavo. How does that make any sense? So Havu Afra Vafra Mikachai, a body decomposes, it becomes dirt. Can it be that dirt will all of a sudden be given life? So Amrle Barte, the daughter of the Kesar, said to Ram Gamliel, Shavke, you don't respond to it. Let me respond to my father's question. The Ben Yoyada says she Dafka wanted to respond because she wanted to give a response that would indicate that even Umos Ha'olam have Tchiyas HaMesim La'asid Lavo. She was nervous that Ram Gamliel's response would be something that would indicate that only Jewish people would have Tchiyas HaMesim La'asid Lavo. So she said, Shnei Yotzrim Yesh Bi'irenu. She said, let's imagine that there were two potters that lived in our city, Echad Yotzer Min HaMayim, and one of them was able to make kelim out of water, Ve'echad Yotzer Min HaTit, and the other one was able to make kelim out of mud. Eizem Mehen and Meshubach, which one would you think is more impressive? So Amalah, the case on her father said to her, Zeshi Yotzim and Amayim, if you're able to take Mayim and turn it into a solid Kli, that's more impressive than taking mud and baking it or whatever and turning it into a Kli. So Amalah, so she said, you just gave your own answer. Mina Mayim Tsar, Mina Titlo Kolshkein, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to make every human being from that which is similar to Mayim, from a Tipa Srucha, from that which comes out of a man's body, so all the more so that he should be able to make to fashion a human form out of dirt. So that shouldn't be what bothers you. You see it every day. The babies are born and they come from a tipa srucha. So it's even more impressive that it comes min amayim. It's just that we're accustomed to it. That's generally the way things work. Is that miracles that happen every single day that we grow accustomed to, we don't see as miraculous anymore. So then the Gemara says, and another opinion as to how this story ended about what the girl said to her father to prove the concept of Tchias HaMesim not being far-fetched. That's at least the way Rashi understands this next line of the Gemara, is the Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, that in the base manager of Rabbi Shmuel, they said that the Bas Kesar responded to her father that Kavuchomer Miklei Zuchuchis, that we could derive it from a Kavuchomer from glass kelim, Ma Klei Zuchuch Shamal and Beruach Basar V'dam, that Klei Zuchuchis, that the glass is blown by the wind of a human being, Nishbru Yesh Len Takana, and if they break, there's a way to fix them. So Basar V'dam, Shabaruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a human being where the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew inside of us, the Neshama, Alachas Kamav Kama, all the more so if it breaks down, it could be fixed after a person dies. So that's how Rashi explains that this is another version of what she answered to her father. The Marsha says he doesn't want to just say that it's a debate, Rabbi Shmuel, to teach us this Kal V'Chomer for Tchias HaMesim without any Shaychus to the daughter of the Bas Kesar, which is a perfectly reasonable way that L'chora one could have read this Gemara. We're talking about Tchias HaMesim. We had the story. Debate Rabbi Shmuel Tana, another riot to Tchias HaMesim having nothing to do with it. So the Marsha says the reason Rashi didn't want to say that is, why would you learn it from a Kal V'Chomer? We just quoted a million Psukim. We have a million more Psukim. So we have all these Psukim that are explicit for Tchias HaMesim. Why would it come from a Kal V'Chomer? Now the Aruch Lener points out the difference between the two Kal V'Chomers. The previous Kal V'Chomer was the Shnei Yotzrim. One who makes Kelim out of water, one out of mud. So if Hashem could make out of a Tipa Srucha, for sure he could make out of dirt. This Kal V'Chomer is from Klei Zechuchas. So he says the difference is, the previous Kal V'Chomer taught about the fact that the physical body can be reconstituted. This Kal V'Chomer taught about the neshama being reconstituted, and there are two parts of a human being. So both Kal V'Chomers, in a certain sense, are necessary. So a certain Abikora said to Rabbi Ami, Amrisu Dishukhai, you guys say that there's Tchias HaMesim, Vava Afra, Vafra Mikachai, but it turns to dirt, the body turns to dirt, and dirt cannot have life. So Amalei Amshul Chamashul Ma'adav Domi. So let me give you a mashal. I have a king that said to his avadim, I want you to build for me a large palace. B'makom she'ein mayim va'afar, in a place where you don't even have the raw materials to do so. There is no mayim, there is no afar. So holchu, they went to banu oso, they collected mayim and afar from other places, they imported, and they built it. Liyamim naflu, at some point the palace broke, it caved in. So amalem, the melech said, okay, chizru banu oso, b'makom she'esh afar mayim. Now I want you to build me another palace, but this time in a place that actually has afar and mayim. Amrlo, einon yucholin, they said, we're sorry, we can't. We just don't have the expertise to be able to build a palace. So Kasaleim Amrla, and the king got angry at them. He said, I understand. Makom Shein Mayim Ba'afar Benisam. You managed to build one in a place that doesn't have Afar Mayim. Without any of the raw materials, you managed to put it together. Akshav Sheisha Mayim Ba'afar Alachas Kama V'Kama. Now that you have the raw materials readily accessible to you, for sure you should be able to build it. So the Nimshal is that if a Kodesh Baruch was able to make Adam from a Tipa Srucha, certainly he could be Mechaya Adam from his own Afar. So similar to the Kal V'Chomer, the initial Kal V'Chomer that the girl said to her father, the Kesar, the Miyat HaMamin, and if you still don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to create life from Afar, so Tse LeBiko Rei Achbar, you should go out to the Bika and you'll see that there's a certain type of Achbar, a certain type of mouse, Shayom Chetzio Basar V'Chetzio Adama, that if you look at it today, it will be half flesh and half earth, L'machar Hishritz V'Nasa Kulo Basar, and you'll see over time, the dirt dirt turns into part of the body of the Achbar, and it grows from the dirt. So that's going to be a raya to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create life out of dirt. This Achbar is referred to in the Gemara Maseches Chulin as well, in Daf Kuf Chavav, and Rashi over there says, yeah, there is such a type of Achbar that's not Parav Arava, that it doesn't reproduce in the way that all animals reproduce, but rather it's Natsar Me'atzmo Me'adama, that it comes from the Adama itself. It just spontaneously is generated from the Adama itself. The Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnah is over there, in the ninth paragraph of Masechet Chulin, says, I know it sounds crazy, I know it sounds like it can't be, that such a metzius can't exist, but he says, I heard from a lot of people that they saw it with their own eyes, that such a thing exists, so you just have to trust it. Okay, so Shema Tomar, maybe you're going to say, Rabbi Yami said to the Min, that maybe you're going to say, just like that Achbar, it doesn't happen overnight, it doesn't happen in like a minute that it becomes created, it takes a week or 2 weeks till it fully develops, so the Zman Meruba, it takes a while, so that's not correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do things instantly. That you go to the mountain, you'll see there's only one chilazon on the mountain, and then it rains a little bit, and tomorrow you're going to see the whole mountain is full of chalzonos. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to create creatures all at one time, that the whole mountain will fill of chalzonos. So Rashi writes that this is the chilazon that the tcheles comes from, and he says it's a tala'as that comes out, it's a worm that comes out of the yam once every 70 years, and we use the dam of this creature to create the cheles. And originally you'll only find one chalazon. The next day after it rains, you'll find a mountain full of chalzonos if it happens to be that once every 70 years. And then he says that that's also Daf Yom Kippur. There's a lot of cheles in this week's parsha. But the Yad Ramah asks a lot of kashas in Rashi, and he says it's more mistaver that this is not a reference to the chalazon that the tcheles comes from. It's some other min that's created from afar and mayim, and therefore once it rains and there's already a lot of afar on the mountain, that's how it's going to come out. The Be'er Sheva also questions Rashi over here. He says, how could it say that alu lahar, and you'll see that there's only chalazon echad, if the chalazon is olam min hayam, only once every 70 years, how do you know that you're going to be lucky enough? You know, he said, you don't believe me, go to the mountain, you'll see that there's a chalazon echad. If it only comes once every 70 years, how do you know you're going to be lucky enough? The day you go to the mountain, you're going to find the chalazon. And second of all, if in the smali har kulu chalzonos, it doesn't fit with the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says that it's very expensive to get the tcheles because the chalazons aren't so easily found. But if once every 70 years, the whole mountain is full of them, so they should store them up, collect them all and store them, and they should shouldn't be so hard to find the chalzonos. And therefore, the Be'er Sheva says that, like the Aruch, that this is not a chalazon that they make the tcheles from. This must be a different chalazon. Obviously, we know the Zina Rebbe tried to make every Gemara fit with the tcheles that he believed was the right tcheles. He did a lot of research on the topic, and he went to Italy where he went to an aquarium and he studied all different types of sea creatures. So it turns out he wasn't correct. But one of the rayas that it's not a fish as many people thought it was is Rashi in our sugya, that Rashi, who believes that the Gemara is talking about the chalazon, calls it a tola'a. So talas is a worm, so that's one of the rayas for the murex. Every raya for the murex is also a raya against the murex. It's all about how you read it, right? Meaning this Rashi, those who are against will say it's the biggest raya against, because we don't know of any mountains filling with adraba. It comes from the seabed. It doesn't come from the mountains. But it's also a raya for, because you see that it's a talas and it's not a. It also can dig into sand and live out of water for some amount of time. There's a guy in Muncie who kept on importing chalzonos until from other places because he liked to keep it in his fish tank. I have one in my fish tank at home that still survived, but he got in trouble. I think it was illegal and he stopped doing it. But the guy that was shipping it to him said, if I ship it to you FedEx, it's going to die by the time it gets there. He says that's against Rashi Sanhedrin Sadi Aleph. It could go to the mountain. It could be there for a day. So they shipped it to him and it survived. So it could live for some time after. Okay, so anyway, Says the Gemara, Amalei Ahumina. So now we're going to have different debates between Gavia ben Pasisa and Rishayim. So Amalei Ahumina, a certain min said the Gavia ben Pasisa, Vailuchun Chayvaya, that woe unto you, Rishayim, Damrisun Mesei Chayin, you evil people that say that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, because I'll show you Kal V'chomer, it's not true. To Chayin Mesei, if those who are alive die, to Mesei Chayin, you think those who die are going to come back? It's going to reverse the trend of how life works? So Amalei, so Gavia ben Pasisa said, no, woe unto you, Rishaim, Damrisin Mesi Lo Chaim, that you say that there's no Tchias HaMesim, because I have a Kavu Chomer, Dulo Havu Chaim, people that never existed have life, Dahavu Chaim, people that once existed already had life, Dahavu Chaim Lo Kolshke, should for sure be able to have it to reclaim life. So Amalei Chivaya Karisali, so Gavia, the guy said to Gavia ben Pasisa, you're calling me a Russia, Ikamina, if I get up by Tchias HaMesim, he just denied Tchias HaMesim. He said, if I get up by Tchias HaMesim, be'itna b'cha, I'm going to kick you, pashitna lak museich minech, and I'm going to cure your hunchback, I'm going to take the bend out of your body. So Amalei, imataosakein, he says, if you manage to straighten me out, rofayum antikare, we're going to call you an expert doctor, vischar harbe titol, and I'll give you a lot of money for that. I appreciate so much that you'll manage to cure me of my hunchback. Tan Rabban, Basra Mar Rabban Nisan, this that people that wanted to have claims against Eretz Yisrael, against the ownership of the Jewish people of Eretz Yisrael, and take pieces of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, and they set that day to make that claim on the 24th day of Nisan. Who are these people? So Rashi writes that Orin Bale Hamas. Hamas doesn't mean stealing, but still, I mean, the Bale Hamas, they want to make claims to Eretz Yisrael, which rightfully belongs to us. The Aruch explains that it's talking about some government that up until that point they were in Africa, and they had a certain shlit over Yehuda and Yerushalayim because they claimed that it's their land. So Kshavo Bnei Afrikaya Lodunum Yisrael of Alexander's Motkon, when the Bnei Afrikaya came to judge to this case, their claim on Eretz Yisrael in front of Alexandros Mokdon, because Alexandros Mokdon was the melech over the entire world. So Amru, they claimed Eretz Canaan Shalanuhi, Eretz Canaan was ours and was stolen from us. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says Eretz Canaan Ligvul Seha. So you see, the Torah calls it Eretz Canaan, Ukananu Vun Dahanu Inshiavu, and Canaan was our forefather. So Minadin, it belongs to us. The Be'er Sheva writes that they have to say that this Maisa was not with the Bnei Afrikaya, and it's a Tal Sofer because they were not Bnei Canaan, they were Bnei Yefes. The Bnei Afrikaya were not the Bnei Canaan. It doesn't check out. However, Rabbeinu David says that the Bnei Afrika are the Girgashi, where Chazal say, the Yerushalmi says, since they abandoned Eretz Canaan for the sake of the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an Eretz Tova Ke'eretz Yisrael, and that's the Africa that they're referring to. Okay, so now it happens to be in many places. I mean, what's the raya? The raya is from the Torah that the Torah calls it Eretz Canaan. Keep reading. The Torah says that it was gifted to the Jewish people. Meaning, how could it be that they're going to try to bring a raya from the Torah that it belongs to Canaan if the Torah itself is very, very clear in many places that this is something that belongs to the Jewish people. So their taina was, yeah, until we sinned and we were sent into Galus, and then it reverts back to Canaan. So that was their taina. So Amalu Gviya ben Pesisa Lecham, Gviya ben Pesisa said to the other Chachamim, Tenuli Rishos Velech Baldun Iman Lefnei Alexandros Mokdon, give me permission and let me be the one to debate this fellow. Imi Netzchuni, if they win the debate, Imru Hedyot Shabanu Nitzachtem. So then you'll be able to say that if the Bnei Afrikaya beat me, so they'll be able to say that you managed to beat a hedyot in the debate, because I'm a nobody. It's not going to be a raya that they're correct. V'maniyah natzeichosam, and if I manage to beat them, so imru lahem, you'll be able to tell them Torah's Moshe nitzchatchem, that it's the Torah's Moshe that defeated you. It wasn't even our best guy that was debating you. Obviously, it was the truth of the Torah that was your undoing. So nasan lo rishos. They decided to give him Rishus to have the debate. So he went in front of Alexandros Mokdon and they had the conversation, they had the debate. So Amr Lahem, Gavia ben Pasisa said to the b'nei Afrikaya, mehechan atem mevi'im raya, where are you bringing a raya from that it's yours? So amalo, they said, min ha-Torah, we're bringing it from the Torah, calls it Eretz Canaan. So amalehen, afani lo avilcham raya ela min ha-Torah. Good, so the ground rules are, we believe that the Torah is correct. So let me bring you a raya from the Torah. Shenem, ravei amor, k'nan evad avadim yeh le'achav, le'echav. So since we're b'nei banav of Canaan, who are the eved of the Jewish people, so it belongs to us. Eved shekan nechasim, eved lemiv nechasim lemi. When an eved acquires nechasim, who does the eved belong to? Who does the nechasim belong to? So Canaan belongs to us, and therefore everything that he has belongs to us. V'lo od, and not only that, elashari kamashan shlov adetunu. And by the way, if you're our avadim, you should have been working for us for centuries already, and it's been a long time that you haven't been working. Amalem Alexander, so you owe us a lot of money. Some of them, Alexandros Malkus, Alexandros, the king said, "Hichziru lo tshuva," said to the Bnei Afrikaya, respond to that. Amrlo tunelan lizman shloshiyam. We need 3 days to research it. So Nasalem Zmani gave them 3 days, but kavlo matzu tshuva. They couldn't find any response. So miyad baruch hu. So they ran away from Eretz Yisrael. V'nichas the same k'shein zruos v'karmen k'shein netuos v'osashon shviyas oisa. And they left their fields already planted. Their vineyards were already planted. And that year happened to have been a shemitah, so we were able to take the peiros and eat from. We're not allowed to plant the fields ourselves, but it turns out they did all the planting for us, and we were able to benefit from that which was growing in their fields. That year was a Shemitah year. The Marsha explains that they had these fields in Eretz Yisrael because they had already seized it. They had already taken these lands. Because obviously it wouldn't matter that it's Shviz, because Shviz is not knowing in Chutz La'aretz, so it must be that we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. In the Iyun Yaakov, he says that it was in Chutz La'aretz, and since it was Shnas HaShemitah, we didn't have Peros in Eretz Yisrael, so we had to import from their fields, which now became available to us. Third time that he was involved in a debate. One time the Bnei Mitzrayim came to engage in a debate in front of Alexander Smokton. Amrlo, the Bnei Mitzrayim said, Hareyu Omer, Vashem Nasan Eschena Ambeinim Mitzrayim Ve'ashilum, that the Jewish people, before leaving Mitzrayim, borrowed all sorts of Kalim from the Bnei Mitzrayim, Tunulon Kasav Zoshan Tatim Menu. We would like for you to pay, give back what you borrowed from us. Give me permission to be the one who debates them. If they defeat me in the debate, you could tell them, big deal, you defeated a hedyot. But if I win the debate, you'll be able to tell them that it's the truth of Torah that defeated them. So Nasan Rishuscham gave him permission. So he said to the Bnei Mitzrayim, where are you bringing a raya from that we owe you money? So Amrlo, min ha-Torah, bring a raya min ha-Torah. So Amrlo, Gvi Abemsi said, afani lo avi lechem raya elu min ha-Torah. I'll bring you a raya min ha-Torah. Shinem, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Asher Yashu Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana V'arba Me'o Shana. We worked in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Tenu lanu schar avoda shel shishim ribo. So give us the Sheshibad Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana V'arba Me'o Shana. Give us 430 years of 600,000 people working for you, and then we could do the cheshbonos. We'll see who owes who the money. The Marsha points out we really only worked for 210 years, but that's why he started with the premise. Where is your raya from? Oh, it's from words in the Torah. I will give you words in the Torah. So regardless of what the history of it was, there are words in the Torah that say we were there for 430 years. So Amalan Alexander Smokton Nechziru Lo Tshuva. So Alexander Smokton said to the Bnei Mitzrayim, respond to him. So Amalan the Bnei Mitzrayim said to Nulan Azan Shoshayam, give us 3 days. Nasalam Zman, give him 3 days. But they couldn't come up with an answer. Miyad Enich said the same Kshayin's rose. They abandoned their fields when they were planted with grain. V'karmen Kshayin Tuos, and their vineyards were planted with grapes. Baruch when they ran away. Vos Hashan Hashviyus, I said it also happened to have been a Shemitah year, and it was a boon for the Jewish people. V'shup ha-machas bo b'nei Shmal, b'nei Keturah l'adunim Yisrael, l'fnei Alexander Smokta. And the fourth story of Gaviyah ben Pesisa was with the b'nei Shmal, and then the b'nei Keturah came with their taina. Amru lo, Eretz Kanan shalanu v'shalchem. They said that Eretz Kanan belongs to us and to the b'nei Yisrael. I mean, not that it belongs only to us, but it's a shutvus, because your zechus comes from your father Avram Avinu. We are also the children of Avram Avinu. D'chsev ve'ele told us Yishmael ben Avraham. Uksev ve'ele told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. So Avram Avinu had two children. He had Yishmael and Yitzchak, so we're also entitled to it. Probably they were claiming, and we're entitled to Pishnayim, because we're the Bechar of Avraham. So Amr len Gaviyah ben Psisa l'cham t'nili rishos ve'elech v'adun imayim v'nei Alexander Smokton. Give me permission to have this debate in Yitzchak. Chuni Imru Hedyot Shabbat Nitzachtem. And if they defeat me, I'm just a Hedyot. V'mani Anetzeach Chosabam Lem Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Nitzachtem. And if I win the debate, then it's the Torah that wins, that won the debate. Nasul Lo Rishus. So they gave him Rishus. Halach V'dani Mayim. So he went to have the debate. Amar lahem, mechratam avim raya. Again, let's set the ground rules. Where's your raya from? Amar lo minatora. They said from the Torah. Amar lahem. So he said, afani lo avi raya ele minatora. I too will bring a raya from the Torah. Shenem raveitin Avram is kala shalol Yitzchak. Avram Avinu gave everything he had to Yitzchak. Ulum ne'a pilakshim ashal Avram nosen Avram matanos. And to the b'nei pilakshim, he gave matanos. And the pasuk says, vayishalche me'al Yitzchak b'no ba'odenu Chai, Kedma el Eretz Kedem. And because of these matanos, he sent them away. Yitzchak gets his portion, and the other children of Avraham Avinu don't have a claim on it. They got their matanos. Sa'av shenosen agit in Lebanah b'chayev. If a father gave shtaros to his children during their lifetimes, where each one is supposed to get their portion, and no one is supposed to take the portion that's the others, v'shigur zemei al zeh, and he separated them out from each other. Klum yesh lezal zeh klum. Does anyone have any further tainas? Avraham Avinu took care of this while he was alive. He made sure to take care of this while he was alive. So that's it. So there's no tainas anymore. My matanos, what matanos did he give to the bnei Pilakshim? Amrim b'yom bar abba melamit shemaslem shem tuma. He gave them kishuf and ma'isa shedim, things that are a shame tuma. And Yitzchak didn't need that, so Avraham Avinu gave it to the bnei Pilakshim as their portion. So now we move on to the conversations between Antoninus and Rebbe. Amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe. So Antoninus said to Rebbe, "How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish the Rishayim la'asad lavo? After all, guf and neshama yichol niftar atzman min adin. The guf and the neshama, if you separate them out, could each claim that they have no guilt in any of the averus that were done." Ketzad guf omer neshama chatasa. The guf will say that the neshama did the avera, because I'll bring you a raya that it wasn't me, that it was the neshama. Shemiyom shapir shemeni hareni mutol kevin domim bakever. Because the day the neshama left me, I've been incapable of doing anything since the day the neshama left me. I'm just lifeless in a kever. When neshama omeris guf chato, the neshama will say it's the guf that did the sin. Shemiyom shapirashim menu hareni parachas kavir bavir katzibor. Because since the day I left the guf, I've been floating around in the air like a bird. I've never sinned since the day I left the guf, so it must be the guf's fault. So let me give you a mashal. You have a melech vas v'dam that had a beautiful orchard, and it had figs that were ripening. Vahoshiv bo shnei shomrim, and he appointed two guards to watch the orchard. Echad chiger ve'echad suma. One of them was not able to walk, and the other one was blind. So amar chiger l'suma, the one that's not able to walk, said to the blind one, "Bakuros nos ani ro bepardis. I see the most magnificent fruits in this orchard, but I can't walk to get there. You can't see it. I'm telling you, I see it. Bovar kiveni, give me a boost on your shoulders, carry me on your shoulders, and bring me, and we'll eat them together, we'll share them." Rachav chiger al gabi suma, so he went on his shoulders. The blind man brought him there, and he was, as the chiger directed him, and they ate it. Liyamim babal pardes, and the melech came back, the owner of the pardes, and he said to the shomrim, "Bakuros nos heichanein, where are all those delicious fruits that were growing in my orchard?" So amrlo chiger klum yesh li raglayim lahalich ben. So the chiger said, "I don't have legs to have been able to take it. So I don't know why you're looking at me with an accusing eye." So amrlo suma klum yesh li einayim liros. I never even would have seen them. I don't know why you're looking at me with an accusing eye. So ma'asa. So what did he do? Here kiv chiger al gabi suma. He put the chiger on the shoulders of the suma v'dano sam kechor, and he judged them as one. So av HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge people las lava. Maybe neshama v'zorka b'guf. He'll take the neshama, put it back into the guf v'dano sam kechor, and he'll judge them all as one. Shemar yikra el hashamayim me'al ve'el aretz ladini. And that's a reference to the neshama and the guf, that they have to be brought back together in order to be judged, because either one on their own is powerless to have done the averos. Amalei Antoninus, the Rebbe Antoninus said to Rebbe, a second conversation. Why is it that the way nature works is that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west? So Amalei, he said, Well, if it would have been the opposite, if we'd rise in the west and sun in the east, you'd probably ask me why that happens. It's got to go in one direction or the other. Samalei says, no, you're not understanding my question. What I mean to ask is, why does it set in the west at all? It should set where it came from, meaning the way of the world is, I leave my house in the morning, and at night, I go back to my house. So why doesn't the sun go back to where it came from? That's the way things normally work. Samalei, Rebbe said that Kedelit and Shalom Lakona. It wants to give Shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the Shekhinah is in the Marav. The Shekhinah is in the west. Now, the Shekhinah is everywhere. The Maral points out Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But there are certain places that have a greater concentration of Hashras HaShekhinah, are more symbolic of the Shekhinah, have more Kedusha to them, right? Like these parshas we're reading about the Mishkan. The Mishkan obviously had a very high, V'shachanti B'socham, had a very high level of concentration of Hashras HaShekhinah. The Mishnayis Eser Kedusha saying, so it means that the Shekhinah's highest concentration of the Shekhinah is in the west, so it's coming to be Mishtachve Takarish Baruch. The sun is being Mishtachve Takarish Baruch Shinem or Tzva Shemaim Lecha Mishtachvim. So Amalei Antonina said to Rabbi, V'teisi Ad Palga de Rekia V'titin Shalma V'teil. Well, normally that's not Derech Eretz to go right up to the king's feet and bow over there. You walk into the king's room and from a distance you bow. You don't go right up to his feet. So really at halfway through the sky when the sun is in midday, that's when it should just drop and drop out of the sky at that point. So he says that can't be because Mishum Pal and Mishum Avrei Drachim. It would be too difficult for people to know. We need a little bit of warning when the day is going to end. If you're working out in the fields and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, it was broad daylight, out of nowhere it gets dark in a moment, so you're not going to have time to go home, you're not going to have time to wrap up your work. And if you're traveling and you need to find a place to lodge for the evening, you're not going to be able to plan properly. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up where there's a warning sign that the sun begins to set, you see the sun's movement, you see when it's going to set, and therefore you're able to plan appropriately. A third conversation with Antoninus and Rabbi. V'amalei Antoninus and Rabbi, neshama me'mesayinin aba adam. At what point is the neshama put into the human being? Mishas pekida, from the time that of the pekida, 2 days from Rishon, what pekida means. Either it means the time that the Rashi says, what the Gemara Nida says in Daf Tezayin, the time that the tipa is brought in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to say, matahei aleha. What's going to be with this tipa? Is it going to be a gibar or a chalash? Is it going to be an ashi or an ani? Is it going to be, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, everything about it. The only thing that's not is HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mi'ir HaShemayim. Whether it's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, that's up to the person. That's up to Bechir Chavshis. But at that moment, when it's just this tipa srucha, is that when the neshama already comes? The other interpretation is Pekida means when the woman is able to, Vashem Pakada Sara, when the pregnancy begins, when the egg is fertilized inside the woman's body. So is it at that very moment, Omishas Yitzira, or is it at the Yitziras HaVlad, once the Vlad already starts to take form a little bit further along in pregnancy? So Amalei Mishas Yitzira, the Neshama comes in Mishas Yitzira. So Amalei Santanina said, well, if that's true, that from the Shas Pekida till the Shas Yitzira, there's no Neshama yet, Efshar Chatich Shal Basra Med Shoshiyam Balo Melech Veinu Mesrachas, even if you were to have a piece of meat that doesn't get salted, after 3 days it's going to spoil. So this tipa is going to be inside the woman for all this time, for 40 days or however long Yetziras Havlat takes, and it's going to, and without a neshama it's going to be able to still produce something meaningful. That can't be. The Marsha says, I don't understand. Even when it first goes in, Chazal referred to it as a tipa srucha. What do you mean, ena misracha? It started out misrachas. It's a tipa srucha. So he said, no, that's the point. It starts out as a tipa that's a little bit srucha. And if you don't salt it, if you don't put a neshama in it that's going to maintain it, it will become really srucha. Ela mishas pekida. So it must be that it's mishas pekida that the neshama is there. So I'm a Rebbe, Davrza, the Mdeni Antoninus, Omikra Masayeo. He says, wow, I learned something new from Antoninus that Antoninus was able to figure out just from his own svara. Happens to be there's a pasuk that supports him. Shemra of Kutascha, Shemra Ruchi. Now, a fourth conversation. Ramla Antoninus Rabbi, Meim say Yetzara Shalit Badam. When does Yetzara come into a person? Mishas Yetzira, Mishas Yetzia. At the time that he's formed or at the time that he comes out into the world. So Ramla, Mishas Yetzira. So Ramla, Imkein, Bawit Bimeim of Yotzi. Then it should kick and get its way out of the mother if he has Yetzara. Ela Mishas Yetzia. Must be that the Yetzara is only when it comes out into the world. I'm Rabbi, Davrzel, I'm Deni Antoninus, Mikram Seyeo. Antoninus taught this to me, but it turns out there's a pasuk. Shemra, Lepesa, Chatos Rovates. that it's at the Pesach when it comes out into the world, that's where sin can begin. Reish Lakish, Rami, Reish Lakish has the stira. Now we're going to have four stiras in Pesukim about Las Lavo. Ksiv, Bami, Ver, Pesach, Haravi, Oledes, Yachtov, Uksiv, meaning that which sounds like Las Lavo, there are going to be Balimum, there are going to be blind people, there are going to be people that are disabled. Uksiv, Oz Yedali, Kail, Pesach, Vitarun, Lashon, Ilem, Ki, Nivku, Ubimed, Bermayim, Nuchalim, Bar, Rava. It talks about how no one's going to have any Mumin, Saha, Ketzad, that Tchias HaMesim is going to happen with all the same movement, but then there will be a refuah to the movement after the Tchias HaMesim. Ula Rami, Ula asks a different stira. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Bila Mavzanetzach Machashem Dimam Al Kol Panim. There's not going to be any death loss of Lava. Uksiv, Kianar Ben Mea Shona Yamus. And the other Pasuk says that people are going to live so long that when someone dies at the age of 100, they're going to say, ah, he was a Nar. He was so young that he died at the age of 100. Lo Yem Shom Od Ol Yam. And there's not going to be a zaken that's not in the smali yamav that doesn't live the long life. So which is it? Is there no death, or is it just very long lifespans? Lo kasha can be Yisrael, kamba of the chavim. That for Yisrael there's going to be no death, for of the chavim there will be death, but after a long, long life. But of the chavim, my bo hasam, are of the chavim really going to be in olam haba? So hanach tichsibuhu vamdu zarem v'ro utzon chem uvnei nechar akrechem v'chormechem. We need someone to shepherd the sheep and to work the fields. So there will be those of the Kachavim, and they're going to live long, long lives. Rav Chista, Rami, Rav Chista has a different stira. Ksiv, Paskin, Shayo says, V'chavra Levana V'osha Achama, Kimalach Hashem Tzvakos, that the Levana and the Chama, the sun and the moon, are going to be embarrassed because their light is going to be so weakened when Hashem is rules over Har Tzion and Yerushalayim. Uksiv, another Pask says, V'yar Levana Korachama V'arachama Yeshiv Asayim Kor Shiv Asayamim, that the Yar Levana is going to be, the moon is going to be as luminous as the sun. And the sun is going to be, forget about it, it's going to be much, much bigger. So it sounds like it's going to be more light from the sun and the moon, not less. So lo kasha, kali yimos ha-mashiach, kali olam haba. Difference between two different time periods. Yimos ha-mashiach, the luminaries are going to shine very brightly. In olam haba, it's going to be nothing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shine and give a certain shine to the tzaddikim. L'shmuel, da'amar ein bein olam hazeh yimos ha-mashiach ha-lishib malchus bilvad. And what about according to Shmuel that nothing's going to change in Yimos HaMashiach in terms of the natural order of the world? So Lokasha, kan b'machna tzadikim, kan b'machna shechina. Say Nachinami, it's not talking about the pasuk that says that the halvan and the chama will be very strong. It's talking about in the machna tzadikim, where we said it's not going to be so strong. It's going to be in the machna shechina, because comparison to the aura of the shechina, it's going to be nothing. Rava Rami, Rava asks a different stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, ani omis va'achaya, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maimis a person, so too is Mechaya the person, and therefore the person's going to come out the way he died. If he was a Balmum when he died, he's going to be a Balmum when he comes back to life. Uksiv machatzti vani arape. But the Pasuk also says, I'm going to heal everybody, you know, when I bring them out. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masha ani meimus ani mechaya, v'hadar masha machatzti vani arape, that vani erpa, that eino chinami. Tchias HaMesim initially will happen with all the movement, and then there will be a moment of refuah where everyone will get better. San Rabban, ani amis v'achaya, yachol sh'tem yisa be'echad v'chayim be'echad. Ani amis v'achaya, how do you know it's about the same people? Maybe some people Hashem is going to kill, and others he's going to give life to. So k'derek sholem, no, just like we have nowadays. People die, people are born. So Talmud Omer, that's why the Pasuk says, mechatzdi v'ani erpa, ma mechitz u'refua be'echad. Just like when a person has an illness, and then he has a refua, it's the same person, sa'af misa v'chayim be'echad. So too, death and life will be to the same person. The same person who died is going to come back to life. And this is a response to those who deny Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. And that leads us to four more rayas to Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Raya number one, Tanya Amra Meir Minayil Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. How do I know Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah? Shnemar, because it says, Be'kriyas Yamsuf, Oz Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael Es Hashir Azul Sa Hashem. Shor Lo Ne'amar Ela Yashir. Yashir means in the future, La Salavo. Mikal Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, because Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael of that generation in the future are going to sing Shira. So that's because they have Tchias HaMesim. Kiyosif Davarata Omer, you have similarly the Pasuk says, Oz Yivne Yehoshua Mizbeach LaHashem, Bono Lo Ne'emar Ele Yivne Mikan Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. So it says by that logic, Ele Me'ato Oz Yivne Shlomo Bama L'chmosh Shikutz Moav. It says that Shlomo HaMelech built a Bama for Navod Zara. Hachinami Di Yivne, does that also mean specifically in the future? That's what's going to happen? So Ele Malo Levakasov Ki'il Ilu Bana. No, by Shlomo, there's another reason why it says Yivna and not Bana, because he didn't actually build it. It's just the fact that he turned a blind eye to it when his wives were doing these things. It's as if he built it. But in these other cases, it's a raya to Tchias HaMesim. A third raya, Amar Reb Shimon Leminayin Tchias HaMesim HaTorah Shenemar, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha Od Yaluch HaSalas. I mean, to think about when you say Ashrei every day. Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha Od Yaluch HaSalas. Hilucha Lo Nemar Ela Yehalelucha Mikan Tchias HaMesim HaTorah. So it says Yehalelucha, future sense. So that's Tchias HaMesim HaTorah. V'amar Reb Shimon Levi Kalomer Shira Bal Mazeh Zoch V'am Lol Maba Shemar Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha Od Yaluch HaSalas. That those who praise Hashem in this world are going to be Zoch to have a Tchias HaMesim where they could do so in the next world. Amar Reb Chiya Barab Amar Reb Yochum Nayin Tchias HaMesim HaTorah Shenemar. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kol Tzofayach Nosu Kol Yachtov Yiranenu. Rininu Lo Ne'amar, in past tense, Ela Yiranenu. Mikal Tchias HaMesim HaTorah. So again, you see that it's going to happen. From Reb Chiya Barab Amar Reb Yochum, Asidim Kol Nevi'im Kulun, Lomar Shira, B'Kol Echad, that all the Nevi'im are going to sing Shira in one voice. Ne'amar, Kol Tzofayach Nosu Kol Yachtov Yiranenu. So you see, it's all going to be in Kol Echad. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav at the bottom. Have a great day, everybody.